League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell. Lance is back. Now, you kind of, are you traveling to any foreign countries now? Or
Cuba,
but not until
Chris Solis' birthday.
You're going to Cuba for Chris Solis' birthday?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cuba. But that has nothing to do with the draft.
But that you're not going to Cuba for the draft, not is what you're saying right now.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So, okay, we're going to talk Rockets first, but I got to get all the lowdown, what you think, because I haven't heard, you know, everything that you think about the Texans' full draft. But, yeah, we'll break that down. We got Astros to talk. We got Game of Thrones to talk. But let's start with Rockets basketball. I was assailed a lot on Twitter last night because I said, okay, you can bitch about the refs, which you can do, and they were terrible. They were horrific, but they're always horrific. Nothing ever changes. It's the worst refereeing in all of sports, in my opinion. NBA refs do a worse job than any other sport. But it's the hardest, I think, because of the athleticism. I think how many calls you have to make in such a confined space with such big guys, fast guys, it's difficult. Let's say that. But they're professionals. They need to be the best in the game, and they're the worst. They're terrible. They were terrible last night. And what makes it worse is they're giving out technicals when guys are complaining about clear fouls. That makes it even worse. So they got 3 points and win the game by three, by four, and they get 3 points on complaints. Now, do the Rockets complain too much? Yes. Do the Warriors? They're both. I'm not. Both of these teams are ridiculous with how every single and how many times did Golden State actually foul? And you say, really, Kevin Durant, you're going to complain about that call right there?
Yeah.
Because you lose credibility. When you complain about a foul when it was clearly a foul.
I mean, Van Gundy made a really good point. They weren't calling that little slide where you try to get a foul on a guy sliding under you. They didn't. He wasn't calling.
They didn't call it all day.
Yeah.
No, they didn't call it the whole game. And D'Antoni said, and you got it, Dell. Mike D'Antoni says, well, yeah, they admitted it at halftime how they had blown calls. Here's D'Antoni.
I'm not going to really try to be a nice guy, you know, because I really don't want to give the charity to them. I'd rather have my charity and have the money. So, the response was they just came at halftime and said they missed it. That's what they told me. So they missed four of them. That's 12 foul shots. So be it. I mean, they're trying to do the best they can do. And
missed four of them.
You know. Obviously, it was what it was.
Did they really admit to missing four? Did they
That's
just say
what
they
I
missed
know.
One?
Well, we missed four. I think there's some extrapolation. Mike, we missed four, and every single one of those would have been a three-point foul with three free throws. I mean, James, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be the guy. I think there's some fouls they could have called. Chris was falling looking for a foul when they came by the side. That's just not a foul to me.
Well, it is.
If you always look for those fouls, they're not going to give them
to
you.
No, but you got to let the guy land and by the book and how they're supposed to call it, those are fouls. Now, listen, and some people say, well, if he'd have gotten all those three-point shots, you know, all those, they wouldn't have counted as three-pointers, so he would have shot a better percentage. Plus, he would have gone to the line. He would have had all those free throws. Rockets would have won. How about if you hit some shots? Good Lord, you can't play this way. This is how they played against the Jazz. They couldn't shoot the basketball. You can't shoot under 30% from three when you're so dependent on the three-pointer. You can't score 100 points against the Golden State Warriors and win the game. You have to play better. You have to shoot better. James Harden was 9 for 28. You know, yeah, did they slide underneath him? Yes, but that doesn't affect how he shot. That affects how he lands. Shoot the damn ball better. Dave, if you're going to win, play better. Play better. And then you could win. You could have won that game yesterday. That was a winnable basketball game. But you didn't shoot well. If you got to play your best to beat the best.
You
think you're going to beat them like you played against the Jazz, you're not.
Well, I didn't like the last 3 minutes of the game just were bad for the Rockets. They were just bad. They got a little lucky in the last, 40 seconds of the game, last 21 seconds of the game, really. They just didn't play well to finish the game. They just weren't good finishers. And they had a chance to steal one there without a question, but the game got away from them. They're in the last 3 minutes, and they were lucky it didn't get away from them worse. They had open looks that they gave because of offensive rebounds. You had two open looks for Klay Thompson that he missed in the corner. Yeah. I mean, those offensive rebounds, grab a freaking rebound. Why was Nene on the court? And Van Gundy said, well, because they couldn't offensive rebound. But I just don't think Nene should ever be on the offensive court against the Jazz because you know that they're going to put him in a switch situation.
Yeah,
and then you had Steph Curry drill a three right in his face because they switched off.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of doing things like that that puts you in that's why I know the focus is with all the fans and Twitter and get up in the morning and supercharge and talk show fancy blast and whatever stupid ass show on ESPN where guys talk about the same stuff forever and ever is going to be all about that. Stop trying to get fouls all the time on your three-pointers. Stop trying to kick your legs out and fall on some.
Make some.
Lord. Hey, Chris, make a free throw.
9 James for 28. Harden, your star is 9 for 28. You know what their star was? 11 for 25 with 35 points.
Yeah, but he didn't shoot well from three either. James is just a shade he shot over 25%.
He shot 1 for 3.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant. You know what he did? He took shots that he couldn't make.
He took mid-range shots. And he didn't shoot. That's not a great percentage.
No, but he still, he was a lot better. He was the best player on the floor.
Well, he and James ended up scoring. I mean, he hit 11 field goals. He missed 14. James missed his shots, but he made it up at the free throw line. I mean, James didn't play great, but I thought, Chris Paul really lost composure at times yesterday.
Yeah.
The pass out of bounds, the turnover. I thought the last play where he got a technical, don't bump the ref. Do you expect there to be a
A suspension? Yeah. I think a fine, probably a fine. I don't know that he...
I think it's going to be a heavy fine.
Yeah.
Because he touched ref.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Maintain your composure, Chris. And
he didn't.
They weren't composed with the ball.
No.
James stepping out of bounds for the shot on the sideline. I mean,
he and Tucker.
That composure was just not there the last 3 minutes. Now, I get that it's going to be ref talk. I get it. Ref talk 2019. That's what we're going to be doing in the city of Houston nonstop. But the fact is, play smarter. Don't step out of bounds. Take care of the basketball.
Hit
Don't
throw, a freaking make floater.
A free throw. Make a free throw. Good Lord.
He hasn't. Get this an offensive postseason,
rebound. I mean, get a defensive rebound.
Against Utah and now here, he can't hit that floater anymore. What the hell happened to it? It was such a lethal weapon in the regular season, and now he can't ever hit one. It's ridiculous. And he has fallen down every single time he takes a shot is really, really. I don't know. He's not getting those calls because the refs are like, we ain't giving that to him. It's some cheap crap, and we ain't giving it to him.
The refs aren't going to be gamed this system at all. You're going to have to earn the free throws. They're just not going to give them away. Now, Kevin Durant had a rip through, and then on the other side, James ended up having Chris Paul had one. Also, like right back the next possession, Chris Paul had one about 32 feet from the basket. And as I'm watching this and I'm watching everyone try to land on people's legs and kick the legs out, I'm like, they just got to play. Stop trying to get the cheap points and just play vertical. Don't try to jackknife and drop your feet to try to land on, just go vertical and make a shot. Mm-hmm. Just worry about making the shot. Don't worry about trying to game the system into three free throws. Don't. Because I'm telling you now, We've seen this before. The referees are not going to let that control the series for either side. They're just not going to let the looking for free throw thing get out of hand. They're not going to. They just showed you.
They will be admonished, and this is the talk across the country today, was whether or not the Rockets got a fair shake. And maybe, you know, hey, listen, nobody, oh my God, to both of these teams, these are the whiniest two teams in the NBA. It's not even close. They, both of them with the referees, it's nauseating seeing how much they do. But the Rockets didn't get a fair shake. They should have gotten more calls. They didn't. By the letter of the law of what is a foul on a 3-point shot, they did. And Mike D'Antoni may have been told by a ref, we missed four. We missed them.
You know what? I'm also not a fan of Mike D'Antoni giving away a point with a technique.
No, right. Paul, 2 points.
Chris Paul gave one away. Don't climb on top and give another one if you're Mike D'Antoni. That's stupid. It's the Golden State Warriors. You're on the road. Don't give. You know what you can and can't say.
Those 3 points were huge. Yeah. Those 3 points that they gave up were huge in this basketball game.
Well, the last of the three was after. I mean, that game was over. That was the last one. The game was over. It was three.
Yeah, because they were. Yeah. It was out of
But the other two were
even
were,
still.
Were really
I don't care. Stop bitching at the ref. Stop, because Golden State is the one that's not going to get calls because they're worse than you are.
Yeah.
But yet they did get the calls. Were the refs terrible? They're always terrible. There's nothing that you can do about it. It's the worst ref game in all of sports. But goodness gracious, play better. Just play better. If you hit some of those shots, you don't have to have all of those free throws.
With that said, you're as good as the Warriors.
Yes, you are.
It's going to be a matter of how you play in the last 3 minutes of games. It's going to come down to exactly what you saw yesterday. The Warriors are not better than the Rockets.
Mm.
It's just, you know, they switch them off. Steph hits a three. They're up by five. Uphill battle. You know, what are you going to be able to do? I can't believe they got the strip on Kevin Durant late in the game. I never see that happen. I never see that happen. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to come in here and talk. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome.
Let's go.
I mean, we got that. We got Astros splitting a series against the Indians after dropping the first two games. And Chirinos coming up with the big hit. Manda coming up at the bottom of the order. It's so important. And they are coming through all season long, doing a nice job. Although, you know, listen, that they still don't look like they're working on all cylinders right now. They still are. They're still scuffling a little bit, but they look good. Game of Thrones last night. So much to talk about with that. We've got Rockets basketball as well.
Texans draft.
We've got to get to you and your thoughts on all of these guys that the Texans took. So 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we got Heritage Films, yourheritagefilm.com. Chance, he just did a Vietnam vet and his wife, and he was, you know, he interviewed him and he did a long form, and he just said, this is so unbelievable, the story that these people have told. And he's doing this every day, and every time he comes away from it, he says, this person is so unbelievable, and what a story. And you probably got somebody in your family that you would love to keep the story on film for future generations. That's what it is. It's your heritage film. Your heritage film of someone that you love, someone that's changed the fortunes of your family, someone that has an unbelievable story of how they got here or their war story or whatever it is. And if you've got somebody like that, all you got to do is go to yourheritagefilm.com and let Chance start the process. He makes a documentary. It's unbelievable. We did it. Lance did it. Everybody, if you do it, you will love it. Yourheritagefilm.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What can I do about it? I was told the same thing at half, and it's probably a couple more in that second half. I mean, I just want a fair chance, man. Call the game how it's supposed to be called, and that's it. And I'll live with the results. But when you, especially we all know what happened, you know, a few years back with Kawhi, like that can change an entire series. Just call the game how it's supposed to be called, and we'll live with the results. And it's plain and simple.
Yeah. I mean, that's the case. You'd love it. You'd love for that to happen. It doesn't happen. It never happens in the NBA. It never does. So you got to live with it. You got to play better. You got to outplay them. You know, one team was able to win. One team was able to win. Now, did they get more calls from the Rockets get fewer calls from the refs? Maybe. Yes. I'm sure that every call they complained about as well. So. And some of it's just ridiculous. But man, oh man, oh man, let's go play better. That's all. Let's get some peeps in here. LJ wants to talk about his Rockets here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, LJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, man, I get y'all's point about the Rockets. They didn't play well for sure, and you can't try to put things in the ref's hands. But I have a real problem with what happened yesterday. Number one, I don't know, the NBA does this every single year, and it's the only league on any level that does this, where they say, we're going to change the rules every year, we're going to give you 82 games to adjust to the rules, and then when the postseason starts, we're going to completely just change the way we call things. It's absurd to me every single year. But in that game, it's like, it wasn't even like, hey, we missed some calls. It was just like, flat out, we're not calling this one specific rule, we're just not going to call it. And that, I think is just absolutely absurd. And you guys, you know, you talk about kicking his legs out, and I do not think that the one at the end of the game was a foul. I thought he was hunting for that, and so I'll give you that one. But on the other ones, I'm not even sure if he was kicking his legs out or if he's moving his legs to avoid rolling his ankle like Kawhi did, which is why they changed that rule. So I can't fault the guy for trying not to get injured, and I can't tell him, hey, go out and roll your ankle just to prove the point to the refs, because then I lose you for the series. And the last thing I want to say about this is, aside from the fact that obviously his shooting percentage has changed, if he just makes half of the 12 shots in the first half that he would have been given, the entire complexion of the second half is completely different, right? But beyond that, if they're calling the foul in the first half, he's getting more room to shoot his shots for the rest of the first half and in the second half, right? If you're not calling that shot, the officials are basically telling Golden State, you can do whatever you want to this guy when he's taking shots. And it's like, So then it's harder for him to make his shots. His shooting percentages are different. The ball's not going in. I mean, it changes the entire game to just simply say, we're not going to call something that we've called all year long that is a part of the game. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not blaming the official guy. I'm really not. I do think the Rockets played terrible. I think that last possession after they got the steal was horrible. When you got the rebound, you should have called a timeout, all that good stuff. But you can't overlook the impact that not calling that call four times in the first half has. You just can't.
Yeah. No, I agree. It does change the game. And, oh, by the way, if you go to the free throw line, and you're right, they can't close out the way that they want to close out and get underneath them, which they were doing plenty of. And I do agree. They did call that during the regular season. They called it plenty for James during the regular season. But I think that's part of it, is that this guy, so many people have complained, and they complain every single time about James getting that call, and it seems like he gets that call, or got that call this season, more than anybody did.
Yeah, you go.
And they're taking it away from him.
The number came out, it was over 90 times James has been fouled on a three-point shot, which leads the league. I don't know who's second.
I think it's a record.
Yeah, but actually, he was fouled the most on three-point attempts, certainly this year.
So I think maybe they were like, you know, he got that all year. We ain't doing that anymore. Okay. I guess. No, and your point is well taken, LJ. That's terrible.
Yeah.
No, don't do it for 82 games and then stop now.
No, because baseball does that some too. I mean, but if you are going to do it, be consistent the whole game. That's the one thing that I will say. They said, this is the way we're officiating this game and we're not going to make changes. I can't stand inconsistency. Mm. I can't stand it. Nope. Let people know what the rules are going to be and what the strike zone's going to be and everything. Stay consistent. But, you know, I'm not really talking first half. I think you have beef in the first half. What I'm talking about is when you had a chance to win, I thought they were foul hunting at the end. But my other big problem is just play with better poise. Take better shots, play with better poise. James did penetrate, which he did penetrate late, but did not finish. And I'm not talking about the layup in the, you know, in the last minute. I'm talking about the one where he got in the paint and kind of got in between, where he wanted to throw a lob, then he wanted to make, you know, shoot the floater. Just got kind of in between with it. I thought Chris Paul settled for a bad three at one point. They just didn't close it out. And that was one that I thought they could have stolen. But once they got down by five or six, it was just hard for them to – it was hard for – the last 3 minutes, they just played so poorly, they couldn't make it back up.
And yeah. As far as the officiating is concerned, every team, every fan in every city, if you're the challenger, this discussion is being had after you lose a close one. When you are trying to take down a champion, I don't know if it's the NBA's way, but it's always either, in this case, where it appears to be something we can all see or just perception, the champion at home gets calls. I don't know why it's always been this way in the NBA, but it has always been. And in the Monday after a close game one loss, every city of the challenger is talking about something like this. And I don't say get over it because, hey, you're a fan of your team, you're watching it real time, you're like, what the hell is going on? But it happens every year, every series, game one. This is a discussion, particularly when the team that you're facing is the champion. I grew up in Southern California, and you know what we heard? We didn't have many Kings fans, but what we heard from people who called in who didn't like the Lakers get all the calls. In that 2000 era when they're winning titles. It just happens.
It does.
It happens to everybody.
Sacramento, that's for sure.
Because you know, had they given all four of those first half calls to James, it would have been just the opposite, only with 17,000-18,000 people raining down. Instead, it was just the 15 Rockets. Otherwise, it would have been the 18,000 people in that arena.
And the people in Golden State would be analyzing every time James kicks out his legs. And like, wait a minute. In the regular season, when he's not being contested, he's pretty much a flat. It's up and down. But when he's kicking out his leg when he's contested, it would have been the same discussion, just on the opposite side, going on in Oakland.
Okay, Ryan Rosillo tweeted out, no one deserves to get this call on the Chris Paul one, okay? And he was touched. Tom Penders came back at him, said, well, you obviously never played college or professional basketball. Listen to Steve Jabby. Jabby, there is an imaginary circle around the spot where Paul left the floor to shoot. If a defender steps into that circle, he's automatically hit with a foul. It saves sprained and broken ankles. And we saw it hurt Kawhi. LJ mentioned that. This is why, and it was called all year long.
Where was
the question is, how large is the halo?
Yeah, because I didn't think he came. I didn't think he came up under Chris. I thought
Livingston got more up top, more. Yeah, than
that's
he got,
what I thought. That's what I thought.
More than his legs, and Chris threw out the hip to try to draw more contact. If I was going to call a foul, I would have been like, "Oh, he got him on the arm."
If you're the Rockets and you make a move, this is what they're telling you in this game. If you make an additional move sideways or forward to try to exacerbate the foul, you're not getting it called. That's what they told you yesterday by the way they called that game. And Chris did try to sell that.
There's nothing natural about Chris's follow-through and motion afterwards. Now, you can say that he did it to avoid getting hurt because his legs are almost... At one point, I felt like his legs were parallel to the floor. So,
That's a foul. That's a foul, what he did
one,
there.
Which one?
That one. This
well,
one.
Where's the... You got to see the back angle, though.
Yeah, well, I saw the back angle, too. They showed the back angle as well.
The back view, to me, is not a foul. And I'm talking about the one late. I'm just talking about the one late.
Yeah, no, this one. Okay. There were plenty. Listen, the refs were terrible. They were terrible. Play better.
It's both.
I just get
irritated.
With blaming the refs.
When you let everything else off the hook, where we get completely away from the basketball discussion of, you know, why are you throwing it out of bounds, Chris? Why are you losing control of the basket when you got the offensive rebound? Why are you giving up offensive rebounds to these guys nonstop? Where the hell was Iman Shumpert? Get a rebound when he came in the game. What was Capella doing? What was any of these guys doing?
Why is Iman Shumpert taking a free? How is
Iman Shumpert in a game?
Yeah, well, because Austin Rivers is sick.
I know, but can't you just not play Shumpert? Can we just not play him at all?
Well,
he's completely incompetent on the offensive side.
Speaking of completely incompetent, what the hell happened to Clint Capella?
I don't know, but boy, was that disappointing.
Boy, he's the one that's calling him out.
Yeah.
Now, we want the Warriors. Yeah. Really? Did you?
Clint Capella, I expected him to have a big game yesterday. I really thought Clint Capella could be the guy that could have a big game.
Nene had a much better game than he did.
No, I know.
I mean, that's terrible. And I know we're watching, and James is 12 for 12 from the line. It's a minute 55 left, and he misses a free throw. And I'm like, he invariably misses a free throw in the last 2 minutes. And with somebody there, and they go, well, he's 12 for 12. He can't miss one?
Listen, not that one.
Not that one. Miss one in the first quarter. You got plenty of time to make up for it later. When it's the last 2 minutes of a game, those free throws are so important. And as great as James is, he does this all the time. In the last 2 minutes of close games, he misses big free throws. He can't do that. The great ones can't. You can't. He is a great, and I'm not putting this all on James, but when you're the greatest scorer in the league, when it's winning time against the team that you have to beat, that you are measured against, that you have to get to beat to get there, you can't go 9 for 28. You can't. You have to play well. You have to shoot well. You have to carry your team. You can't shoot 0 for 27 and everybody and you're a big part of that. You can't let all of these things happen, James. You got to play great. That's the measure of a great, great player. He is a great, great player. He has got to play great this week and next week. He can't play like this. If you're going to win championships, he has to play great. That's what great players do. And he does. He's got to.
When we come back, can I address something that's on Dell's run sheet, which I don't know what it means? Granato getting in Twitter fights?
Oh, well.
No, Granato, last night.
Granato had a back and forth with a couple people.
Okay. Save it. Give me a heads up on that.
What about you?
Come back. You didn't see
with
that?
Your little draft people with Jeff.
Jeff from Twitter?
Yeah.
That's Twitter's just Jeff is just Jeff's also the one who is with he's your stepdad.
You're not
my real dad, Jeff.
It's not traitor Jeff.
No, it's just Jeff. It's just random.
No, I thought Jeff.
Jeff
was the real dad.
It's Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff could be why can't Jeff be real dad?
Stepdad, he can be real dad.
Depends on the scenario. Yeah.
Why can't Jeff
Can be everything?
Why can't Jeff pass down his genes?
Jeff's just a name. It's Jeff and Kevin are the two names I typically use for those scenarios.
Sometimes Jeff is in the corner. And he's your real dad watching your stepdad do stuff to your mom. Ooh. And sometimes Jeff's your stepdad who's an a-hole, who's not your real dad. It all depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes Steve is your stepdad.
It could be that.
It could be that. Kevin, too. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Kevin, Steve, Jeff. But I'll tell you why I got into why I had a tweet go viral just because I was getting irritated with people like, this guy sucks. He's from Alabama State. What? That's it? Yeah, Doug, nobody's ever from Alabama State. Name the next last guy that was great from Alabama State. I can name some historically black colleges, players like, I mean,
where's the greatest
Jerry Rice
football player
mind.
Ever come from?
Walt Payton and Jerry Rice come to mind.
Yeah.
Both Steve McNair, but whatever. I can name
offensive
a few Hall of
Famers.
Offensive
lineman, Jeff. Name an offensive lineman.
Yeah. Name it. Yo, because this guy sucks.
Where did Jackie
Did you see this video? Where he got run over by Montez Sweat? Yeah. Where's the ones where he's shutting down Auburn the entire game? No one saw that.
You should have just responded with,
look. I watched five games on this guy. I went to a Senior Bowl, did all this
not
work.
Enough.
Why did I waste my time when I could have just listened to
Jeff.
Houston Texans Twitter
Which
fan
you
who
done.
Hasn't seen him one freaking time?
I just called him Jackie Slater.
Oh, that's a little much.
Hey, Texas just took Jackie Slater. He went to Jackson State.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Well, Jackson State puts out football players, not Alabama South Alabama, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Uh-uh.
All right, why don't you talk about being gritty?
Why don't I talk about gritty? A chance for you to get your energy from the energy grid. This is your opportunity. When you are making sure that you are getting the best rates with when you're at Costco or Sam's Club, and you say, well, I mean, obviously wholesale is where you want to be. Because you get better prices. That's true. I'm giving you a chance to get wholesale energy. I'm giving you a chance to become a member at Gritty for $10 a month. And with that $10 a month, you now have access to all the wholesale energy that you can use. It doesn't matter how much you use. You're always going to get the exact same price that the energy companies are paying. Always. And that is a tremendous opportunity an advantage over the course of a year. Now, when the prices spike, you pay spike prices. When the prices are extremely low, you pay the extremely low prices. But I can tell you this, over time, you're going to save a bunch of money. On average, $350 to $400. That's on average. Right now, the current rate is 1.8 kilowatt cent per hour, which is unbelievably low. That's where it is. And I'm looking on my app, and it tells you what the anticipated prices are going to be. And I see it goes up right around 4 o'clock. It's expected to be 5.3. So we're going to lower the energy. We're going to turn everything up a little bit and start to conserve and consume and consume less. No contracts, no hidden fees. Everything is right there. It's completely transparent. And just $10 a month to get wholesale energy from Gritty. Go to the website, gogritty.com.
Is ESPN
97.5 on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to complain about it, but ever since George R.R. Martin stopped writing it, character development. Now, oh, I will say Ramsey Bolton was a wonderful character developed. I think they did a great job with that.
Relentless a-hole.
Well, right.
But more than
but,
a-hole.
Yeah. But I think that yeah. was that
you
was
need to have somebody
that was the one guy yeah. that since George R.R. Martin hasn't written.
Wait a minute. What about when Cersei blew up the Sept of Baelor and killed
yeah,
all those people?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Actually, no, but I didn't say it. Cersei's character was already developed.
No,
I said one character.
You said unexpected deaths. That Cersei was, that killed was unexpected. All those people in the Sept.
Yeah.
That
okay, so, but main characters. So yeah, I guess Marjorie was the main character.
Yeah.
But you knew that the...
and then Tommen leaping off a building? I know he wasn't... He's like the little...
Yeah, he's just
little
a, he's
king,
a kid. He's
but
not,
still, the suicide...
But since then... Since,
no one
but
cares
listen,
about Tommen, Dell.
Since then, only...
It was a shocking death, Lance.
There have only been deaths of... not extras, but... But side pieces.
Well, first of all,
as
you
opposed
guys
to main
to get,
characters.
First of all, there could be, there's probably going to be spoiler alerts. So, spoilers.
Right,
so
right,
you
right.
better check out for a segment.
Well, yeah. Well,
for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm not saying. I'm not
that,
saying
but,
who's dying, who didn't die. Whatever.
Well, I
all I'm
say
saying,
it.
I think the dialogue, the storyline. I think that the character development has suffered drastically since George R.R. Martin decided to just start drinking instead of writing.
I don't feel like he needs to develop characters anymore. We know who they are. I just feel like it's just gotten a little Hollywood where I'm like, I don't know that George R.R. Martin would have had the ending yesterday. That
yeah, no, I don't think so either.
I didn't feel like something
I
he
thought maybe
done.
She should have come out from behind the tree or something.
Well, you know, people are pissed. I'm a book reader. I just don't care as much as other people about a prophecy was supposed to occur, and the ending kind of wipes that prophecy away. So we'll see if that drunk ever gets to write in the books. I don't know if he's a drunk. John just said that. If he ever finishes how that prophecy plays out, maybe last night's ending doesn't happen because his prophecy has to be fulfilled. I would say we had a discussion in the break about how character deaths aren't happening. Even the surprise deaths that happened before were about story development. He just wasn't killing people because, it's fun to kill people. When Ned died, it started a war. And that was the basis of the series for about two to three seasons. If you can find a way to kill someone to lead to another story arc as opposed to, now I'm sad, a person's dead. Oh, that's shocking. He didn't kill people just to be shocking.
Well, now I don't know about that because Rob, the Red Wedding was – Red Wedding was shocking.
Well,
and you know what?
The Red Wedding was shocking, but it was a story arc.
Well, it was a story. Obviously, it was a story arc. It was something that wasn't necessary, though. Eh. But he did it. Listen, they did it, and that's what made it's what made this great.
But you saw something coming because he betrayed Walder Frey and his promise.
No, I get that, but Walder Frey was like, it's okay.
No, Walder Frey isn't the type. They set up where Walder Frey isn't the type.
No, I get that. I get that. But normally you don't see those people and main characters like that die in series.
Well, if you can find a way to say this person dies and it helped the story, then I would buy it. But until I don't know if Brienne.
You're overtaken by a bunch of by the
dead.
More people should have been dead.
First of all, Sam. Sam is going to be able to fight all them off. He couldn't even hold a sword.
You don't care about him, but some people do.
Name one guy. Flarn.
That's not a
name. A Dothraki name. See, that's exactly. You don't even know any of the Dothraki.
You said Flarn. That's like food.
Yeah, it's not.
But I already gave you the explanation. You can't kill everyone off if there's another war. How many people would you like to be available for the next war? Do you just want anonymous fighters fighting for the next war?
First of all,
because the only ones that you care about are the bigs.
Your
star's got
to
play.
There's got to be 14 people left. There's got to be 14 total people.
You know what?
Would you have like James to turn his ankle before the series is over? Is that what you're looking for?
No.
Oh, but the star's got to play, John.
No, but do you know what? If Draymond Green isn't there,
well, that's for you. You're a Rocket fan. But you know what a Warrior fan would say? Oh, man, Draymond Green's not there. There's
Andre Iguodala wasn't there. Guess what happened? They won.
And they were pissed about it, weren't they?
And they won.
They didn't win the way they wanted to.
They won.
Because
your
guy got hurt.
How do you win the way you want to? You know how many people are dying here, Doug?
You know, they won because your guy got hurt. Your Jon Snow got hurt. That's why they won.
Brienne should be dead.
You're telling me Chris Paul is Jon Snow?
What is he?
Stop.
He is. Yes, he is, actually.
He is Jon Snow. He came back from the dead.
And he's kind of a bastard on the floor.
He's more like Beric Dondarrion. He died 9 times.
No, he's Jon Snow. Jon Snow.
He dies every postseason. What are you talking about?
He's more like Jon Snow. He's your Jon Snow.
Wait a minute. James might be Jon Snow.
James ain't Jon Snow.
Well, what you talking about?
Jon Snow comes through in the clutch, except for last night.
He wasn't able to get there.
Well, Jon Snow has come through the clutch far more than James has.
I wanted to see the dragon shoot Jon Snow, and Jon Snow is still standing there going, what?
Oh, that's not Hollywood.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, that would prove he's a Targaryen.
No.
That would prove he's a Targaryen.
It's blue fire, not the normal fire.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's the hottest fire ever.
Blue fire's hotter.
Blue fire is hotter. That's because he's the greatest king ever.
Hollywood John wants it to just end with John standing there.
Yeah, he goes, it's too Hollywood, but now he wants Jon Snow to get lit up and survive.
No. Oh, really? When the Khaleesi came out of the fire? Oh, do you know what happened? Oh, she came out of the fire because she's a Targaryen.
That's George R. Martin.
That's right. George R. R. would have said, listen, we got to come. Jon Snow's got to come out of the fire.
George R.R.?
That's his name.
Is he a double R?
We can't hear you.
John wants Hollywood when it suits him, but not when it doesn't. Sometimes Hollywood, sometimes not Hollywood.
No, that's not Hollywood. That's the books. If you're a Targaryen and you got dragon blood, you live through fire.
There's actually no proof of that. It just happened to her once. There's no proof that all Targaryens survived that. It only happened to one.
Her brother didn't, so he wasn't a true.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's true dragon. Maybe Jon's not a true dragon. Maybe he's more Stark than anything.
Well, I think if he was a true dragon, then what?
He would survive true dragon. The fire. But he's not a true dragon.
Our hero.
Look at the coloring. He's dark. The hair,
features. That's because Lyanna Stark was dark.
Exactly, so maybe he's more Stark than Targaryen. That's the point.
Dark meat?
She wasn't dark meat. See? She just had dark feet.
I might be Lyanna Stark's son. Dark meat?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Here, okay, we get you guys, Jeff and Dave.
Stemmed from these two being upset about the show.
Yeah, because
I was okay with more deaths.
There are three more episodes in a war. How many people do you want to die?
But let's.
Well, who's going to die? We got to have people dead. Okay?
I just feel like George Martin would have. There's just somebody got their head lopped off at some point yesterday.
Oh, you mean like Jorah? You mean Jorah? Who's been around since season one?
Who cares about Jorah? Though?
Exactly.
He's just a side piece. That's all.
The deal with you is you don't care about the people who die, but Jorah is dead. And
Jorah's parents care about it, but we don't.
Jorah's parents are dead too. His dad died
Mormonts,
at the wall.
The Mormonts struggled.
The Mormonts had a bad day.
And the Mormonts lost a couple.
What the hell?
The Mormonts
have been wiped off the face of the earth.
And Samwell's alive. Get the. All right, go ahead. Why don't you tell everybody about men's tea? You know what Samwell needs?
testosterone? He might. Actually, he might. Men's Tea Clinic, Men's Tea Clinic. You can go to menstclinic.com and you can find what a location that's nearest you. They've got Cypress, Pasadena, they've got Pearland, and they got the Heights. I got to the Heights. I got to go to the Heights today, as a matter of fact. I'm behind by like 2 or 3 days, and so they'll give me an increased dosage to catch up with it. I'm telling you now, they do such a great job of making sure that your body stays at the same level of where you get the optimal benefits, and that can be mental cognition. Well, here are the benefits: mental processing and cognitive ability, faster metabolism, better retaining and maintaining your lean muscle mass. It can help libido. It can help your drive at the workplace. It really has such a tremendous impact on so much of your quality of life. That's one of the reasons a lot of insurance companies are paying for that now. So make sure that when you go into Men's Tea Clinic, you get tested, you find out where your testosterone number is, and if you're below the level, they will work with your insurance company to get you covered, and you will see your quality of life improve greatly once you start getting your numbers back up to where they were when you were in your 20s and your 30s. Go to menstclinic.com. Once again, 4 locations in Houston, and they do a great job of taking care of you. If you're with someone else and you're not getting results, let Men's Tea Clinic have a shot. They're the best at finding and dialing in the right amount of testosterone for you so that you have the ultimate benefits. It's menstclinic.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. All right, guys, I've been waiting, so let's get them in here. You want to talk about your game? You want to talk about your Texans? We'll do that here. 713-780-3776. Dave's next. What do you say, Dave?
Hey, I really just want to say real quick, I'm a Rocket fan, so before anyone say, hey, you're just hating the Rockets, I'm a Rocket fan. But to watch James Harden game is not pleasing because of all the shenanigans they allow him to get away with during the season. And then when the playoffs come and they're not letting it, now everyone is up in arms. I hate how – I watched the series versus Utah where players are literally scared to get within – 2 feet of him because they're afraid of him flailing out and getting a foul call. I'm from the 80s. I imagine the entire 80s I saw maybe 1 4-point shot. They get them all the time now because they shoot the three, then they look for a body to hit, then they got a 4-point play, and I hate it. So I was actually happy they wasn't calling them yesterday. Hmm.
I don't know if I could, you know, I agree with that. If you call it all year long, why change it in the postseason? I agree with that. But it's play better. Just play better. Dave, we appreciate it. Jeff is here. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. First off, I think Jeff is a wonderful name. but the reason I'm calling is I think with the Texans, and I'd like Lance's take on it, I was a little disappointed that we're drafting – 2 projects with a tight end, and he may be a very good tight end. He may be better than what we have, but given Deshaun Watson and our team, I feel like we didn't draft enough of ready now players. And with Titus Howard being a late second round, early third round projection, a lot of people, it kind of had a Khalil Griffin or whatever the Raiders guy.
Khalil Mack, Khalil, the all-pro, chance to be the best defensive.
No, was it? Clemson guy, I forget his name, Cleal something. Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland Farrell.
That's actually 28th to 30th pick. gotten an extra pick.
Why do you think you could have done that? It's no offense, Jeff. That just drives me crazy when people think that there's all these trade partners. Whenever you want, you can get out, or like 28 wants to come up. It just doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But 25 was a real concern with Philadelphia. If you had taken Dillard, if you had traded back because you saw Dillard and him on the board, number one, Dillard would have gone to Philadelphia.
Okay, anyway.
I think the concerns are Chargers and Patriots also.
So we've seen teams move up one spot because of exactly what Philadelphia did.
Right.
If they had Dillard on their board so much higher, a guy who could step in and play.
I don't know that they did.
Right away. I don't either. But that was the rumor. That's what's out there. Somebody said he was so much higher. That was the guy that they were going to take.
Was it a huge mistake
to let Philly come up?
If he's that much higher, absolutely. I haven't heard that he was that much higher on the board.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just going to throw this out there about Dillard. Dillard has rubbed some people. They can't put a finger on it. I shouldn't give everything away. Dillard is a guy who's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy and all that stuff. There's a question about how tough he is, okay? How he's going to fit into a locker room. I don't want to put the Jonathan Martin stuff on. But they just say there's just something about him that doesn't feel like
a
football player. But as a left tackle, sweetest feet in the draft, I mean, I had a higher grade on him than Titus Howard.
If he turns out to be a really good player,
I think
the Texans messed up.
Well, so here's what it took to move up. A fourth and a sixth. That wasn't that bad.
They had to move up from
25 to 21.
Yeah. So it's 22 to 22.
I mean, yeah, to 22.
So moving up one spot would have been even less.
So here's the problem. 21 was a trade already. So somebody already traded into 21. Do you remember that? That was going to be Seattle, but somebody already traded for that pick. 20 had already been flip-flopped. The Denver Broncos flip-flopped 10-20. Somebody came up to 21 with Seattle because Seattle had the pick, and somebody already traded for that. So the Texans couldn't have traded to 21. Because somebody already had that. And then 22 got – so 20, 21, and 22 were all trade picks. Maybe you could have gone to New England you could have taken a chance and see if Denver would have traded with you at 20. But I don't know that they wanted to let Fant get away because they really need a tight end. So my guess is they probably wouldn't have passed up and let Fant go. 20 would have sat tight. But I'm trying to remember who traded up.
So
21.
20 was Denver from Pittsburgh. 21 was Green Bay from Seattle.
That's right.
And then 22
Green Bay traded from.
Well,
30.
Why didn't you try to trade with Baltimore and just move up one? Once they took Savage at 21. That's what Philadelphia did. They stepped up right in front of the Texans.
I don't know, because maybe the Texans had those two guys similarly graded.
That's the point. But here's the deal: is if Dillard was ahead on their board,
you're never going to know.
We're
never going to know. I think Dillard. I'd be surprised if Dillard wasn't higher on their board, but I know there's a little bit of a concern about his level of toughness and pass protection. There's none to me. I mean, that guy's I was hoping for Dillard. I like Titus Howard. I had a good solid second, and I think he's going to turn into a good solid starter in the NFL. Dillard, I had over a six. So six means a chance to be a good starter. 5'8" to 5'9" for me is a chance to be a solid starter. It's a level below, and that's where I have Titus Howard.
Okay, where do you have Lonnie Johnson?
I pushed Lonnie Johnson up. So before I would have said fourth round, and then after the Senior Bowl, I thought he was a second rounder. He was really good at the Senior Bowl, like changed people's opinions. He dominated the level of competition. He's big. He's very strong. He can run pretty well. I mean, he runs 4.51, but what he really does is just chokes people out the line of scrimmage, and he's physical on run support. But now he gives up touchdowns when the ball's to his back. He doesn't find a football. But I talked to a DB coach about him. He said, Lance, that's coachable. And this is before the draft. He said, I went and watched their practices and how they were coaching him. He said, they weren't coaching him the way that you need to get coached to be able to play the football. So this DB coach thought before the draft that stuff was coachable. That was my concern. I had heard Lonnie Johnson was was in contention for the Texans. That one didn't surprise me. Max Sharping, you get right tackle. So now you have right tackle. If he fails down inside the guard, and he should be a really solid guard. But he's got a chance to be a good right
Where'd
tackle.
Where'd you have him?
I had him on a 2-3, about that territory.
Well, that's 55.
He shut down Brian Burns. Like, Brian Burns from Florida State, first rounder, Brian Burns got nothing on him against Florida State. So that was pretty impressive. My dad worked with him for 3 days, Max Sharpen, before he went to Senior Bowl. But he had a hamstring injury for much of the postseason draft stuff, so he wasn't able to do a lot of that kind of. Now, Kahale Warren, I had a higher grade than where the Texans drafted him. He has issues processing and learning quickly. So
you mean
that's,
higher? You mean not as good a grade?
No, better.
Well, better.
Better than when they drafted him. I think Kahale Warren has a tremendous amount of talent. I think one of the things that dropped him a little is, like I said, he's a little slow to process and pick some things up. So that's going to have to, you know, be, they're going to really good pick. Kahale Warren is like 255 and can catch it, can block. Like, I'm telling you right now, he just upgraded the tight end position, Kahale Warren did. I'm a big fan of that.
Listen. Before this draft, they're going to draft a tight end.
I didn't think they would draft. Can we
stop this for a minute? I don't know if I want to live in a world where public intoxication and punching out a hotel window is a bad thing.
So John's referring to Ryan Griffin, who used to be a tight end for the Texans, but after the Kahale Warren pick, I'm like, well, Akins isn't going anywhere.
Thomas isn't going anywhere.
And Jordan and Thomas isn't going anywhere, and now they got a blocker. Which I remember who used to have to do that role, Ryan Griffin. Ryan Griffin saw the same thing we did. He's like, what? Kahale Warren, well, let me see what they say about this guy. This is a true wide tight end. He can line up, put his hand in the dirt. He can block you. He's got a lot of potential. Four more shots. Joom, joom, joom. Hulk rage, punch, smash window, and arrested. That's a good way to keep your job with the Texans.
I just think we're living in a world that it's a sad
Do you want to live in a world
place.
Where the Texans aren't drafting a tight end?
I want to live in a world where we can go out and get drunk and everybody can shut their face about it. Okay?
Well, I think he went a little further than that, John. Mm. It involved an arrest and a bloody hand and a broken window.
Well, what does this involve, this Gal Communications spot here, Doe? What does that mean?
It's time for you to talk about the best rates and hotels.
Well, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Lance, what is the
best hotel
rates? What does it mean to you?
It means you put a .com on it and you're going to get the best hotel rates. Huh. That's what it means to me.
So it means...
I shopped on it for Quebec City, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
Quebec City and Montreal, yes. You can find...
Raheel is just... I use it for Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find your rates there. And the thing is, they give you a chance to get... lower rates right up front. They have negotiated it. And they say, go ahead, check hotels.com, check Expedia, check the other ones, and see if we don't beat them. In some cases, they demolish them. In some cases, the wins it's either equal or the wins are much, much smaller. But it's just a new place for you to shop. And it's not super hard to remember the name. I can tell you that much.
Yep. Besthotelrates.com. That's besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.